News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump has imposed sanctions on the International Criminal Court for illegitimate and baseless investigations targeting the US and Israel. And David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, joins us. David, we are joined by you this morning for our almost daily check-in on new executive orders or new diktats from President Trump. Explain what's happened here.
Yes, it seems there's always something. This is Donald Trump taking action against the International Criminal Court, which, of course, neither the US nor Israel are actually member states of. And as you say, he's talking about illegitimate and baseless actions. This refers to the court's decision last November to issue arrest warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister, Yoav Gallant, both of Israel, for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. So Trump said the ICC had abused its power and set a dangerous precedent, and therefore its members should be sanctioned.
Yeah, he has ordered asset freezes and travel bans against ICC officials, employees and their families, along with anyone deemed to have helped the court's investigations. There is no question at this point that America under President Trump is flexing hard in support of Israel and indeed, I suppose, challenging anybody who questions Israeli actions at this point in Gaza.
Indeed, of course, this comes just a couple of days after Trump had his meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House and at a press conference made that stunning announcement that the US should take ownership of the Gaza Strip and redevelop it. And that absolutely thrilled people on the far right in Israel. I think Trump is pretty popular in those circles, and they will certainly be delighted with this stand against the ICC as well. But just for context, of course, worth remembering, Joe Biden, the Democratic predecessor to Trump, was also fiercely critical of these ICC charges. He, too, was a staunch supporter of Israel. He objected to what was seen as a false equivalence, charging both Israelis and members of Hamas over October the 7th. Mm-hmm.
There has been no immediate reaction as yet that we have heard here this morning from the ICC, but the Netherlands, the court's host country, has said that it regrets this sanctions order and that they have said that the work of the court is essential in the fight against impunity. This on top of Greenland and several other things that have come from the Trump presidency, there really is a difficulty in terms of the EU's relationships at this point, I would suggest, with Trump.
Oh, I think so. Everybody's somewhat on edge. I mean, this ICC announcement, incidentally, also condemned by Amnesty International as vindictive and aggressive and a brutal step and giving a green light to dictators. And I think, the European Union is bracing potentially for more tariffs from Trump. It sees his, in the past at least, close relationship with Vladimir Putin and wonders what that means for security. And, just 2.5 weeks in, Trump has been something of a wrecking ball domestically and internationally, and just so unpredictable. Coming up on Friday, he's got another joint press conference, this time with the Prime Minister of Japan. Who knows what he will come up with there that rattles international money markets and, has diplomats quaking.
Maybe very lastly, David, is this his intention to destabilize, to put people, as you say, on edge, not knowing what's coming next? That sort of thing you hear about it existing in boardrooms. Is this a strategy or is this just a scattergun?
Possibly a bit of both at the same time. And it's reminiscent of his first term as well. He liked to be unpredictable and volatile. Some talked about the Richard Nixon madman theory of foreign policy, sort of keep both allies and adversaries on their toes with sheer unpredictability. I think even his own closest allies have been surprised by this run. The Gaza business, reportedly, nobody knew he was going to come up with that until the last few minutes. And we've seen Greenland, Canada, Panama Canal. Nobody quite understands what's going on.
Kind of wonder, does Trump know he's going to come up with it until the last few minutes as well, to some extent? But look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is David Smith there, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.